DSA admits socialist Zoran Mamdani gives them best position to seize state power. By Hannah Knudsen on August 5, 2025. The Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, is admitting that New York City mayoral candidate Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani, D, gives them the best position to seize state power, moving the party further to the left. A DSA leader, organizer Daniel Golden, made the remark during a panel discussion titled United Struggles, Resistance to Bodily Autonomy Restrictions. During the discussion, Golden made clear that DSA has been involved in Mamdani's campaign, which has come under fire for vows to fight back against the work of United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, while pushing ideas such as government-run grocery stores. With Zoran, we're in basically the best possible position to seize state power that we can be in because, you know, we're like this, Golden said according to Fox News. Showing physically how close DSA is to Mamdani and asserting that the socialist has been really successful with his policy rollouts because of his reliance on DSA. DSA, he continued, actually wrote Mamdani's platform alongside him and has what Golden described as regular meetings with him, let alone his team. His policy director is my friend. I've been working with his campaign manager for well over a year. You know? I have friends who are his staff, he said, describing the close-knit relationship between Mamdani's campaign and DSA. Related, he's a communist. Trump calls out NYC Democrat Zoran Mamdani. Further, Golden said DSA has zeroed in on trans rights and said they want to use the power of New York City to provide free gender-affirming care. And I say free in case insurance companies decide to boot us off. Free gender-affirming care, not just to people in New York City, but across the country as part of Mamdani's platform. The collaborative feeling seems to be mutual, as Golden claimed that Mamdani's campaign was always eager to work with us. Mamdani has continued to espouse radical Marxist ideas throughout the years. In 2021, for example, he explicitly stated that the end goal is seizing the means of production. That same year, Mamdani offered another radically leftist idea, buying up private properties to convert them into communes. He has also blatantly pushed government-run grocery stores, stating in one video, "We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging." This is actual communism the guy is preaching, Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said on Newsmax TV's Finnerty back in June. He's preaching, seizing the means of production. That's his terminology. He was asked by Kristen Welker, I don't know what got into her, but she's starting to ask good questions. She asked him, do you condemn the phrase globalize the Intifada, which is a call to violence around the world against Jews and Zionists? He would not do it. He refused three times. This is a true radical who could be in place to be in charge of one of the biggest cities on the planet. His rise has caused a bit of friction within the Democrat Party itself. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that while Mamdani has taken a lot of positions that I don't agree with, they have a lot of alignment on issues like affordability. Others, such as Representative Adam Smith, DWE, have made it clear that Mamdani isn't speaking for our party.